Welcome to The Flash, Politics, where we dive deep into the currents shaping our political landscape. Today, we're unpacking a historic moment, the opening statements of Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, retired Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer's reflections on politics and the judiciary, and a look back at the Howell Code and its lasting impact on Arizona's laws, including the contentious abortion ban. Stay with us for a comprehensive analysis of these pivotal discussions. Lester, the eyes of the nation are fixed on New York right now for a historic event. Can you share more about the opening statements in Donald Trump's trial?
Certainly, Wendy. Trump's trial has captivated public attention, not just because it involves a former president, but due to its implications for the future of American politics. The charges revolve around allegations that Trump was involved in a scheme to suppress negative information ahead of the 2016 presidential election by falsifying business records.
And who have emerged as key figures in this trial?
Two central figures stand out, David Pecker and Michael Cohen. Pecker, former chairman of American Media Inc., allegedly facilitated the deal with adult film star Stormy Daniels. Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, is expected to be a key witness despite anticipated attacks on his credibility by the defense.
What's the defense's stance on these charges?
The defense argues that the payments were legal, intended to prevent embarrassment to Trump's family, not to influence the election. The challenge for prosecutors is proving Trump falsified business records with the intent to commit or conceal another crime.
It sounds like the jury's role is especially pivotal here.
Indeed, Wendy. Selected from Manhattan, where Trump is notably unpopular, this jury's decision could have far-reaching consequences, not only on Trump's political future, but also on broader perceptions of justice in the U.S.
Switching gears. Laura, what can you tell us about retired Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer's recent observations on politics influencing the Supreme Court?
Wendy, during his interview with ABC's This Week, Justice Breyer attempted to shed light on an often contentious discussion. He emphasized that during his four decades on the court, decisions were not politically motivated.
But hasn't there been significant public debate about the court's impartiality?
Absolutely. The court's recent rulings, especially the reversal of Roe v. Wade, have intensified this debate. However, Breyer asserts that public opinion rarely influences court decisions, emphasizing the justice's commitment to maintaining judicial impartiality.
How does Breyer address the idea of horse trading among justices?
He rejects the notion of overtly politicized negotiations within the court, reflecting a day-to-day operational philosophy grounded in evaluating the merits of individual cases over persistent allegiances.
It seems Breyer's insights add valuable perspective to the ongoing debates about the Supreme Court's role. Thank you, Laura. Now, turning our attention to a significant piece of legal history, Eugene, tell us about the Howell Code and its implications.
Wendy, the Howell Code, established in 1864, laid down Arizona's first set of laws. Notably, it introduced an abortion ban that has remained largely unchanged and recently gained attention following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
What was revolutionary about the Howell Code at the time?
It was ahead of its time, advocating for the abolition of capital punishment, the establishment of free public schools, and granting married women the right to own property. Yet, its abortion ban reflects a contentious part of Arizona's legal legacy.
How are recent attempts to repeal this abortion ban faring?
Efforts by Democrats and some Republicans to repeal the ban have faced legislative roadblocks. The ongoing presence of the law underscores complex and often conflicting aspects of Arizona's legal and societal values.
It's clear the Howell Code's impact is still felt today. Eugene, thanks for your insights. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Politics, we've navigated through a historic trial, pondered the Supreme Court's impartiality, and revisited legal history with the Howell Code. these discussions underscore the intricate dance between law and politics. Knowledge and entertainment, on demand. Thanks for listening.